It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I like to start this show with a prayer. We're underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. They are still looking for workers. I know we're kind of closing out the roofing season, but AAARoofingCompany.com is the place to go for that. And the Elam Group, also an underwriter for this show. Before we really talk sports, I want to have a personal message. Noblesville suffered another big loss this last week. The city of Noblesville, when Courtney Cox Cole passed away. A lot of people, if you're listening to radio around, all around, not just Catholic radio all the time, but you know her as one half of the Sisters of Savings. Courtney Cox Cole, the hair dealership in Noblesville for the longest time, a great, great person, passed away after a six-year battle with lung cancer. Incredible story. She never smoked a cigarette, never one time in her life. And then she passes away from lung cancer. What an incredible battle. What a fight. She fought it for like 4 years, and then it went away. They thought everything was going to be, and then it resurfaced, and she passed away this past weekend. So as we get started, you think of sports with her. She was a state champion in both, I believe, basketball and golf at Noblesville, went on to play basketball and golf at Indiana University. So she was a great athlete, but so much more than that. She was philanthropic. She gave back to her community and beyond. And our thoughts and prayers are with her family and her soul. Courtney Cox Cole passed away at the age of 48 this past weekend. So our thoughts are with her family. What a nice story of redemption when you're thinking of what Adam Vinatieri is all about right now. If you're a Colts fan, the reports of his retirement were greatly exaggerated. Don't you think? When you think about that, going back 2 weeks after he had his trouble, and he was walking out of the locker room and said, I'll talk to you Monday. So everybody then sort of assumed that that meant he was going to have a major announcement on Monday, because they don't typically talk on Mondays. And then he kind of came back and said, well, I wasn't really about retirement. But the short story of the very long story that it could be is that this past weekend he was on again. Yeah, the GOAT, as they call him, the greatest of all time. I loved it when he got out there early in the game and kicked that 49-yarder in that win this past week over Atlanta. And for the day, Adam Vinatieri, a good Catholic man, I like to say, was 2-for-2 on field goals and 2-for-2 on extra points. So, but to me, the neatest part of the entire game, even though the Colts did beat Atlanta, and they're now 2-1 on the year, tied for first place in the AFC South with Houston, the neatest part of the whole day was when Vinatieri came walking out there early in the game to kick that 49-yarder, and the place stood up and gave him a huge cheer. They gave him an ovation like, hey, you're our kicker, we're for you, and there's no question in my mind that that helped him put that through the uprights. You know, that kind of, reinforcement as he took the field could have been the opposite way. Andrew Luck heard the opposite side of that. But this group, the fans in the stands this past week against Atlanta, they cheered for number 4, and then he put it through the uprights, and that was kind of the beginning of what was a pretty nice day for the Indianapolis Colts. So this week, they're home again. They host Oakland. The Colts, as I said, are 2-1. They're tied with Houston for first place in the AFC South, and they take on an Oakland team that is 1-2. So, and if you're watching, a lot of the stories I'm sure this week have been about Jacoby Brissett. Quarterback looked really good. Looked like a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, not just a top 20. So, yeah, things are coming together for the Indianapolis Colts. Talking football, let's talk a little Notre Dame. They look to bounce back this week. They host number 18, Virginia, after the Irish lost to that Georgia Bulldog team. Played them tough. It was, down to the last minute of the game. And the Irish dropped, though, to number 10 in the polls. There's a lot of people talking about, okay, now with this loss to third-ranked Georgia, does that take Notre Dame out of the national championship picture? I don't think it does. I think they can still get in to the playoffs. But the problem is when you drop all the way to number 10, you get a lot of teams that you have to leapfrog to get back up in that top 4. So we'll see what happens with the Irish. But they played well against Georgia, and they host number 18, Virginia, this weekend. And this Saturday, the Marion Knights, they'll be home again. They host Robert Morris. This is one of two late games for them. If you're going over to the west side, Saturday night, Marion Knights host Robert Morris, and that will be a 6:05 kickoff on campus at Marion. So good weekend coming up to catch some college football. And also Friday this week, high school football. And speaking of that, we're going to have one of the best around, one of the best. His name is Ott Hurley. You know him well if you listen to this show. He's been a guest before, and he'll join us next when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com for marketing consulting and website development, 21ology.com. Well, let's talk some high school football as advertised. The legendary Ott Hurley now joins us on the phone. Coach, how you doing? Everything good with you now?
Everything's fine. Nice. Sunny day, not too hot.
Yeah, you might be able to sneak in some golf after football. Yeah, now, not with the wind. It's getting dark again now. Too soon, right? You can't get out after practice.
I think I've forgotten how to play that game. Have you? So poor.
Well, glad to have you on in your 30th year as a coach. You're 28th at Cecina. You guys are having a great start to the year. You're off to a 4-1 start, I believe. And we won't talk about it much, but last week you had the first ding on the L side as Ron Colley got you again. Darn Ron Colley, you guys just kind of, over the years, they're just a tough out for you guys, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got a very nice program. They're not a normal 1-4 team.
No.
They play hard and caused us to have some mishaps and took advantage of them.
Yeah. Well, you guys are putting big numbers on the board this year. Is that typically you guys can score, but I think you guys typically you play great defense as well. What is it about this team that seems to be one, this Cecina team, that looks like you guys can really put up the numbers this year?
Well, again, that's based upon our defense. Mm-hmm. Our defense is playing really well, and we get a lot of opportunities offensively, and most of the teams we play, Ron Colley being the exception, they got two-way players also. So that pounding that our defense gives helps our offense late in the game.
Yeah, I bet it does. And you guys have always been that way. You guys have won 6 of the last 8 years. You've won the sectional championship. And you guys, what I see with you guys is just kids who just kind of love the game, don't they? And tell me about that, you know, kind of philosophy about trying to get that kind of kid to play for Cecina. They're just kids, tough-nosed kids that just love football, don't they?
Yes, they do. You know, football is a hard game, and more our society doesn't like things that are hard. But we're fortunate that we get kids and we get parents that want their kids challenged and want their kids prepared for the hard knocks ahead of them. So we get them to play hard, and they go along with us.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, this is your 30th year coaching high school football.
Actually, it's my 46th year.
Well, 30th in Indiana, I guess, right?
No, 29 as a head coach and 17 as an assistant.
Okay, yeah. See, I'm only doing the head coaching years, and I apologize. You're right. You've been doing it a lot longer than that. That's the leading my question is, how have the kids changed? Have you noticed any difference? You know, the kid of 2019 compared to the kid 30 years ago?
Not really. You know, they still want to succeed. They're willing to work hard. They're loyal to their teammates. And I think football players in general, and maybe Cecina specifically, they're kind of a counterculture. They don't go along with the norms of society. Of everything's got to be given to them.
Yeah. How do you think you've been able to develop that? Is it the kids at Cecina, or is it your philosophy? How do you think that's been something that's been kind of tried and true for you over all the years?
I think it's our tradition. You know, and going all the way back when Bill Sylvester started the program and all the coaches ahead of me, they developed a tradition that, you know, this game is hard and difficult, and if it takes hard work to succeed. I think our kids see that because a number of our alumni always come back and support them and ask about them. And I think our kids appreciate that tradition, and they want to live up to it.
Yeah, I think you're right. The living up to it is something that maybe is really different and unique for Cecina. A lot of the schools have great tradition, but it seems like some of the newer kids in the programs aren't necessarily that connected or I hate to say it, but don't really care about the tradition, where your kids seem to. And you're saying you're giving your alumni a lot of the credit for that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, these are teenage kids, and they like the fact that a guy 20 years older than them are at their games and say something to them, tell them they had a good game and compliment them on their effort. And I think our kids enjoy that, and they look forward to it.
Yeah, we're talking with Ott Hurley, head football coach at Cecina, and you guys are 4-1 this year. Who do you have this weekend? Who do you get this week?
We play Lutheran. They're number 1 and 1A.
Yeah, so that'll be another tough one. You guys have normally a pretty tough schedule, don't you?
Yeah, we got our conference, the Indiana Crossroads, and that's a difficult conference as much. And then we start out the season with Shenandoah, who's ranked in the top 10 of 2A, and then Roncalli as our non-conference game. So we really don't have a week off.
Yeah. No, not at all. Ott Hurley, head coach of Cecina. And tell me a little bit about the feeder programs for you guys. Coming up in this show, our next segment, we've got some kids from St. Pius, their cadet team. They're going to give us a little take on what's going on for them. But who people talk a lot about the CYO and how it feeds into these programs. Who are the churches and the parishes that feed into Cecina?
Well, the East Side churches feed in. The Little Flower, Lord, Holy Spirit, St. Philip, Holy Cross, St. Michael, the Greenfield, they all feed into us, but unfortunately, we got one CYO team, and that's the East Side Crusaders, and that's a combination of all those parishes.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we work with the Notre Dame Academy, which is part of the Mother Theodore Guerin project of years ago.
Okay.
And, so we get some players from there, and we cooperate with Coach Ellison there. He does a good job for us, and that's been helpful.
Yeah. I know Bruce Cyphers is now the CYO director and trying to do the best he can to keep this game, the heartbeat going for football. But how concerned are you with the future of this game, with some of the numbers that are so, like you said, they're just down in youth sports? And are you concerned about the future of football?
Yeah, I am. I'm concerned about it, and I hope somebody a lot smarter than me can figure out a way. But I just think that if people just dwell on the negatives, and if families would look at all the positives, I think they'd force their sons to play, because I don't know that you get a better sport than football that teaches a young kid how to grow up and how to, get along with others. We got whites and blacks, Hispanics, Catholics, non-Catholics. They're all in that huddle together, and they don't have time to be angry at each other. They gotta work together, and they gotta play together. And I just think it lays a strong foundation for the future of our society if football picks its numbers up again. So I am concerned, and I hope that it gets turned around somehow.
Well, and you're right. It's going to take somebody smarter than me as well to figure that out. But I think more than anything, if guys like you, and, I have two boys who played football up through high school, and I do know the kind of young man that they are today, now in their early 20s, it's a direct connection to the coaches they had and the teammates they had playing high school football and youth football. Of course, both of them started CYO all the way up. And how do we tell that story maybe better? I know at Cecina, faith is number one. You guys go to mass together, and there's some important correlations there between faith and leadership. How do we tell that story better?
Well, television wants to They want to focus on the negatives.
Yeah.
And particularly the national media. And they don't want to spend the time dealing with the positives. And once we can get that done, maybe through ESPN and other national, because it's a nationwide situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because of the negative aspect. You know, everybody, I think, the way the national media would tell it, every kid that plays football is going to have head trauma in the future. And that's just not the case. And you know, they can't get money, grant money, if they come out and say, you know, this is wrong. This is a very small percentage of 1% of kids who play. But that won't get them money. So they got to dwell on the negative aspect and the tragic aspect, which we have had in football, and that's not going to go away. But you got tragic aspects when kids walk out in the street and don't look both ways and get hit too.
Yeah, you're right. I love the idea. We're talking with Otto Hurley, head coach at Sassine, and you're right, focusing on the positives. And tell me some of those positive stories, the faith nature of Sassine and how it correlates to developing a young man into a young adult. How do you do it at Sassine, and what's some of the success stories that you've seen?
Well, we work with the kids, and we work with the parents. And I've had a number of success stories. You know, had a kid that was ready to drop out, or I should say flunk out, and then we got him in a study table and made him go to tutoring after school before practice, and he decided he'd rather be at practice than tutoring, so he got his grades up real quick and went on and had a full academic scholarship to St. Thomas More over in Cincinnati, and now he's back, and you know, he's an assistant coach for us. And
cool.
Does a great job with our running back. So, you know, and then we've had a lot of success stories. And every football program does.
Yeah.
You know, we're certainly not unique in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. You said over 40 years coaching and 30 about as a head coach. What keeps you doing it? What keeps you coming back? Is it those success stories that keep you coming back?
Well, the kids, you know, they keep an old man young, and they keep you on your toes. So that's the big reason. I enjoy being around the kids.
Why is the Catholic faith so integral to what your team is all about? It seems like, I mean, all the schools do, but there just seems to be. I know Kurt Galdner, who's over there at Sassine, and he's a great man. I knew him when we were both at Marion, and there's just an element of the Catholic faith that just there is a heartbeat at Sassine. Why do you think that is so integral to what you got going on over there?
Well, again, I think it's been built up over the years, and you know, our coaches accept it, our players accept it, our parents accept it. We got a number of non-Catholics on our team, but the parents accept the fact that on Friday morning they're going to be at Sassine at Mass at 6:45, and that's just part of it. I think having a daily or weekly Mass in this an entire school helps, but I think the coaches push it too. I think the coaches push, you know, Christian values and good morals, and our, you know, if you're around somebody long enough, you pick up on it. And whether the kids want to be or not, they're around us a lot. And so I just think maybe through osmosis, or maybe it's just the work of the good Lord to let these kids know, hey, this guy's not very damn smart, but if you listen to a little bit of him, you'll be okay.
Yeah, well, just the example that you lead, and that's what's important, and I'm sure that's what these kids catch up and click into. And we thank you for being that kind of man and that kind of leader for our area. I mean, not just at Sassine, but really, you're an example for the entire Indianapolis and Indiana football coaches. So thank you for doing it the way you do it. And real quickly before we go, just tell me a little bit more about this team. What do you like about this team, this year's Sassine team?
I like that we play hard. We're not not overly, we don't have great size. I think we've got, three kids legitimately over 210 pounds. Now, we've got more listed than that in the program, but, if you look at our defensive line or offensive line, you're not going to find real big kids, but they play hard, and our skilled kids play hard. And so it comes for, that's what I like about this team is they're hard-nosed players. And
yeah.
That's how the game's supposed to be played.
Yeah, they hit hard, and they just keep hitting you until the whistle blows, right?
Yeah.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and good luck this weekend. It'll be a great Friday. It's supposed to be great weather. Enjoy your high school football teams. Hey, other teams in action, of course, Roncalli, who beat Cecina last week. They're trying to get their second win of the year. They host Brebeuf this week. The game of the week, I think, is Chatard at Guerin Catholic. That ought to be a real good game. And get there early because it's at Guerin Catholic. And something about Guerin Catholic, they just know how to tailgate up there. So you get there early, enjoy the tailgate, enjoy the game. That's Chatard at Guerin Catholic this Friday. Cathedral, they host Jeffersonville this week. And Ritter, looking for two straight. They got to win. They've won two straight, looking for a third win of the season. Ritter is on the road at Triton Central. So, again, thanks to Ott Hurley for joining us. We're going to take a break. Now, and like as promised, we're going to talk a little CYO football.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Back to wrap up this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. AAARoofingCompany.com is your place to go. And hey, if you're looking for a job, they've got them. Click on the jobs, and they've got a great form that you can fill out. And AAARoofingCompany.com. And also the Elam Group, ELAMUSA.com. Well, we talked a lot with Ott Hurley there about just building the game and building the young men who play football in high school. A lot of them around here, it starts with the CYO. And I know it's funny when I hear friends of mine who aren't connected with the Catholic youth organization and CYO sports, a lot of them kind of tease and say, well, those Catholic schools and high school, they recruit. Well, no, they don't recruit. What they do is they have great programs that are in CYO that lead to them. Now, Ott Hurley mentioned kind of a scary fact. They've got on the east side now really just one program that's feeding into Cecina, and that just shows you where the game is a little bit. But it's strong in other places around the city, and one place where it's always been strong and continues to be strong is at St. Pius. And this last week I was out at a game, and I was just kind of looking around seeing who we could talk to and seeing who we could focus on here for Catholic Sports Weekly. And I walked up on a group of kids from the St. Pius Cadet football team. Cadet is the 7th and 8th graders. Now, it was a windy Saturday, so there's a little wind whipping through this interview. But let's hear what the kids from St. Pius and their coach have to say. We'll start with a young man named Andrew Troy.
I play a tackle and defensive end.
Yeah. I see you got a shirt that says Wabash Little Giants on. Is that a goal? You want to play for Wabash someday?
Yeah.
Seems to be a lot of kids that play CYO that go on to Wabash or maybe Marion or other schools. What have you learned in CYO football that's helping you maybe live that dream and maybe reach that goal someday?
Like how to block, heads up, like mostly how to play football in general.
And your name again is?
Jack Stedham.
And you're Jack. Tell me about this team. What is it about this team that you like?
We're all good friends, and we all like to have fun together, and we're very competitive.
Yeah. And you go to church together also?
Yeah.
Most of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you go to school together at St. Pius, most of you?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about that connection of the community where you go from school, sometimes church, hopefully every Sunday at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
but then also onto the football field. What's it mean to be able to have that kind of connection with your friends?
It's great to to know everybody, to know what's going on with them. It's fun.
Nick Traub, head coach. Where will most of these kids go to high school, and will they play high school football, you think?
Well, I hope that they want to play high school football, but most of them will go to Chittard or Cathedral High School. A couple of them might go to Brebeuf. I'm not 100% sure, but it's usually about a 50-50 split on those two Catholic schools. And part of my job is to, you know, make them better football players so that when they go to those levels, and regardless of what sport they want to play, that they have some success.
This game, and I've talked to some of the kids about this, is having a little trouble. A lot of parents are not having their boys play football anymore for fear of concussion and other fears. What would you say to parents? You know,
I think the game's made, it's taken great strides into create a safer environment. The game is continuing to get safer. The equipment's getting safer, and we're starting to teach different ways of tackling and heads-up tackling. And the way you do that is you practice it. And at a young age, if you develop that, the game's going to continue to grow at that safe rate. And I would tell parents, you know, have a conversation with a local coach. Let us show you what we're working on. And at the end of the day, we're going to continue to work on it. It's not a perfect world, but there's too many life lessons in football that I think outweigh some of the risks that you may not see long term.
Thanks, Coach, and thanks, kids, and good luck the rest of the year. It is a lot of fun, and not just football. There's cross country going on. I believe volleyball is either about to start or is underway. And then the basketball seasons. I had so many great memories with CYO basketball. And we have to get Bruce Cyphers back on. He's the executive director of CYO. They're starting a new program, and we'll get him to tell us more about it, where I think it's called Thank a Coach. And it's a way to thank a coach that maybe along the way helped you, like an Ott Hurley, who we had in our second segment, or like Coach Traub. Guys who are there, men and women, who coach these boys and girls in CYO, try to help them stay connected with their faith and staying connected with a sport that can help grow them as individuals, both men and women. Football, volleyball, basketball, cross country, kickball, I think, is another big sport in CYO. So I hope if you're listening to this show, you've had some experience with CYO. If not, find a program and get involved, because it is a lot of fun. Again, the Colts home again this week. They host the Oakland Raiders, and that'll do it for this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.